can't sort out that dreadful smell from the garderobe. Mother says it makes her eyes water. And stand up straight, and walk properly, Vlad called after him. No one's impressed by the limp. Agnes saw Igor's retreating back pause for a moment, and then she expected him to say something, but then he continued his wobbly walk. He's such a big baby, said Vlad, shaking his head. I'm sorry you had to see that. Yes, I think I'm sorry too, said Agnes. He's going to be replaced. Father's only been keeping him on out of sentiment. I'm afraid he came with the old castle, along with the creaking roof and the strange smell halfway up the main stairs, which I have to say is not as bad as the one we've noticed here. Oh, dear, look at this, will you? We turn our back for 5 minutes. There was a huge and very dribbly candle burning in a tall black candlestick. King Verence had all those oil lamps put in, a lovely modern light, and Igor's been going round replacing them with candles again. We don't even know where he gets them from. Lackey thinks he saves his earwax. They were in the long room beside the great hall now. Vlad lifted the candlestick up so that the flame's glow lit the wall. Oh, they've put the pictures up. You ought to get to know the family. The light fell on a portrait of a tall, thin, grey-haired man in evening dress and a red-lined cloak. He looked quite distinguished in a distant, aloof sort of way. There was the glimmer of a lengthened canine on his lower lip. My great-uncle, said Vlad, the last incumbent. What's the sash and star he's wearing? Said Agnes. She could hear the sounds of the mob, far off but growing louder. The Order of Gavotte. He built our family home. Don't go near the castle, we call it. I don't know whether you've heard of it. It's a strange name. Oh, he used to laugh about it. The local coachman used to warn visitors, you see. Don't go near the castle, they'd say. Even if it means spending a night up a tree, never go up there to the castle, they'd tell people. Whatever you do, don't set foot in the castle. He said it was marvellous publicity. Sometimes he had every bedroom full by 9 p.m, and people would be hammering on the door to get in. Travellers would go miles out of their way to see what all the fuss was about. We won't see his like again, with any luck. He did rather play to the crowd, I'm afraid. Rose from the grave so often that he had a coffin with a revolving lid. Ah! Aunt Carmilla. Agnes stared at a very severe woman in a figure-hugging black dress and deep plum lipstick. She was said to bathe in the blood of up to 200 virgins at a time, Vlad said. I don't believe that. Use more than 80 virgins and even quite a large bath will overflow, Lacrimosa tells me. These little details are important, said Agnes, buoyed up by the excitement of terror. And of course it's so hard to find the soap. Killed by a mob, I'm afraid. People can be so ungrateful. And this, the light passed along the hall, is my grandfather. A bald head, dark-rimmed staring eyes, two teeth like needles, two ears like bat wings, fingernails that hadn't been trimmed for years. But half the picture's just bare canvas, said Agnes. The family story is that old Magirato got hungry, said Vlad. A very direct approach to things, my grandfather. See the reddish-brown stains just there? Very much in the old style. And here, well, some distant ancestor, that's all I know. The picture was mostly dark varnish. There was a suggestion of a beak on a hunched figure. Vlad turned away quickly. We've come a long way, of course, he said. Evolution, Father says. They look very powerful, said Agnes. Oh, yes. So very powerful, and yet so very, very dumb, said Vlad. My father thinks stupidity is somehow built into vampirism, as if the desire for fresh blood is linked to being as thick as a plank. Father is a very unusual vampire. He and Mother raised us differently.
Differently? Said Agnes.
Vampires aren't very family-orientated. Father says that's natural. Humans are raising their successors, you see, but we live for a very long time, so a vampire is raising competitors. There's not a lot of family feeling, you could say.
Really?
In the depths of her pocket, Agnes's fingers closed around the bottle of holy water.
But Father said self-help was the only way out. Break the cycle of stupidity, he said. Little traces of garlic were put into our food to get us used to it.